Tyler McClure from Bow Valley Wild Smart joining me on the program. How are you doing today?
Good. Thanks for having me, Rob.
Good. The annual Bear Day event is coming up here on Saturday. This has been pretty popular in the past, hasn't it?
It has. Yeah, we tend to draw a lot of people in for this event, not just locals in the Bow Valley. People come from all over, Calgary, Edmonton, Red Deer. This is really important information that people are eager to receive.
And not just information, but demos and lots of fun. And it's free for families, I understand?
Yeah. It's a free event. So it's happening all day at the Civic Center on Saturday from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. There's a variety of different things for people to check out. We've got talks from conservation officers and biologists and fish and wildlife officers, live bear trapping demonstration, which always tends to be a popular event, and also time to refresh ourselves on the proper use of bear spray. So we have two opportunities for people to do bear spray demonstrations and really try out what it's like to fire that countermeasure in that controlled setting.
Will the bear dogs be back this year?
We will have a Karelian bear dog there on hand. The handler will be answering some questions, and the bear dog, I'm sure, will be receiving all sorts of affection from passersby.
Something new this year, I understand you're doing a silent auction.
We're trying to introduce a fundraising element into Bear Day. So all the proceeds from this silent auction are going to be going to the Wild Smart Community Program. And we've had some really strong support from the community in the forms of local businesses, individuals, and artists who have donated some wonderful pieces that people are free to bid on throughout that 10 a.m. to 2:30 window.
Can you give us some examples, a few highlights maybe from the auction?
Yeah, we've got some wonderful things. We've got everything from helicopter tours with Alpine Helicopters. We've got a weekend climbing course that Yamneska Mountain Adventures has put up for bidding. We've also got some beautiful pieces of art from local bronze sculptor Tom Orlifson, as well as a painting from Zelda Nelson, even some photography from Catherine Findlay. So we've got a number of really interesting items that I think are going to appeal to a wide demographic.
And that's all going towards WildSmart's programming and educational outreach. You guys are probably gearing up for another busy summer here.
That we are. You know, it's been an interesting winter with the weather patterns we've been having. We're curious to see how that's going to filter down into the wildlife in the area. And I think we're going to find some pertinent information from the people who are giving the talks on Bear Day about maybe what we can expect this summer on the landscape.
And what will WildSmart be up to this summer? What are some of your early plans?
Oh my goodness, we've got lots of exciting things going on with WildSmart. Of course, we're going to be on hand at some local events like 24 Hours of Adrenaline and the Rocky Mountain Soap Run. But we're also trying to look at introducing some new elements this year. We do have a due date coming up this week for submissions for the WildSmart Art Exhibition at Elevation Place. So still hoping to see some last minute submissions come in from the younger groups, and then hoping to launch a few new things in the summer and into next fall as well.
WildSmart.ca is the website if you want to find out more about what Bow Valley WildSmart does. You can just come down to Bear Day. Free family fun 10 to 3 at the Canmore Civic Center this Saturday. Tyler McClure from WildSmart, thanks for joining me on the show.
Thanks a lot, Rob.